Now, I suppose there's one thing that we can agree on, isn't it? That we humans have always been and still are religious animals. Our deepest and our greatest need is for God. Now, we want God, and we can't rest until we have found him. We require forgiveness for our wrongdoings. We want guidance, help, and comfort. We desire hope of an assurance of life eternal. And the human need for belonging, acceptance, and home is profound. And for people of faith, ultimate belonging and security are to be found not in wealth, status, bricks and mortar, but in the reality and the trustworthiness of God. At the heart of our faith is the desire to make our home in God, to settle in his presence, to stake our lives on the reality of God, and to find for life value in a trustworthy God, in whom we find our purpose and meaning for living. He'll be with us. Trust him. Our thoughts this morning. Now, the 23rd Psalm, it touches on these needs that we have and surrounds the note of trust. It sounds the note of trust, doesn't it, from beginning to end. You know, all else may shift and fall, but God alone remains. He'll be with us. The psalm has a message for the whole of life, past, present, and future. And it's one of the few portions of scripture, isn't it, that one can, even in today's secular society, expect people to recognise. At weddings and funerals and baptisms, it's sung or read, isn't it? And people seem to instinctively to relate to it. It speaks to us of God. And the psalm is clear. It's easily understood. And it doesn't need to be over-analysed. It's perhaps more a psalm to rest in and to meditate upon rather than dissect too closely. But having said that, this morning, a bit later, we'll take a brief look at the psalm. Well, David was the writer, wasn't he? David, the shepherd boy who eventually became king of Israel. And David had a strange and a checkered career. He had performed many heroic acts. He had delivered his people from their enemies, and among them was Goliath the Philistine. He'd experienced distress and danger. He had grievously sinned. But as he looked back over his life, he saw how lovingly God had guided and protected him, how God had sustained him, forgiven him, and blessed him. And his mind goes back to the days when, as a young lad, he looked after his father's sheep. You know, he had cared for them. He had watched over them. He had led them day by day through the dry places, through the dark ravines and into green pastures and to the cooling waters. He had protected them and saved them. Reflecting on that, it's little wonder, is it, that David thought about the goodness of God. And as he did so, it dawned on him and he exclaimed, "The Lord is my shepherd." You know, many centuries later, on those very hills where David had tended his father's sheep, Jesus revealed that he was the good shepherd. And by his life and death, Jesus confirmed the reality of the goodness of God, revealed the infinite depth of his love. And the title Good Shepherd speaks to us of the goodness and the love, the tenderness, the endurance, the courage, and devotion which God manifests to us. But the shepherd image is a very old one. In the Old Testament, the shepherd model was often used to refer to the relationship between God and the people. Speaks of the care and providence of God, not only on Israel, but also in the surrounding cultures. But gradually, it was used to speak of the individual's relationship with God. And it's this later development that is used in Psalm 23, David's personal relationship with God, his trust in God. The Apostle Paul, writing to the church at Philippi, says that he too has a relationship with God, that he has confidence in God, trusts God through Jesus Christ. He'll be with us. Trust him. Trust in God. Now, Paul and David depended on God, trusted God, and they were therefore able to delight in whatever God provided. They were able to enjoy both richness and poverty, joy and sorrow. And Psalm 23, verses 1 to 4, remind us that our God is indeed an all-sufficient and an all-satisfying God. The Lord is my shepherd. I have everything I need. He lets me rest in fields of green grass. He leads me to quiet pools of fresh water. He gives me new strength. He guides me in the right paths, as he has promised. Even if I go through the deepest darkness, I will not be afraid, Lord, for you are with me. Your shepherd's rod and staff protect me. God is an almighty creator and sustainer of the universe. But more than that, he is, as Jesus said, a loving father. He knows each of us, understands our different characteristics and habits. He provides for our daily needs, gives us rest, guides us, supports us, and is always present to help and sustain. So it's no wonder, is it, that trust is a dominant feature of the psalm. There's a sense of peace and calm that runs through the psalm. There's a sense of order and security, that God is one who provides for every need. The shepherd leads, restores, guides, and comforts. And there's an assurance of dwelling in God's house forevermore. We are assured that God can be trusted. And ultimately, as Christians, trust is an appropriate response to God, because God is love and God is trustworthy. But trusting God doesn't guarantee the safety of the believer in any immediate sense. No, experience tells us that believers are no more protected than anyone else. We too, on occasions, find ourselves walking through dark valleys. Valleys of pressure, of loss, of fear, of illness, of danger, and hurt. Trust in God and all will be well. I don't think that is true to the facts. Now, when we are caught up in or see on our TV natural disasters such as floods, or hear about droughts and famines, we are challenged, aren't we? And we ponder if God is there. Is God trustworthy? What can it mean to trust in God when all that one holds dear in life can be taken away? Now, we hear so much, don't we, about appalling cruelties perpetrated against the innocent, young and old, without divine intervention. And when we question such events, we find no easy answers. And yet, beyond the terrible evidence of history, beyond what we hear via the media, as people of faith, we can say God may be trusted. In life and beyond life, in death and beyond death, the loving mercy of God will prevail. And so it's not so remarkable to find in this psalm an acknowledgement of the reality of the valley of the shadow of death. We're not protected from the valley, but God goes with us into it and enables us to endure through it. And so, as children of God, we can confidently say, in sickness and sorrow, in temptation and adversity, even in death itself, we can say, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Yes, he'll be with us. But why does David believe that God will be with him? What is the key to David's trust in God? It's their relationship, isn't it? They are companions on the journey. It's the constant presence of God in all situations, in every place, that provides for David the deep underlying sense of security and well-being. Situations may change, prosperity and success may come and go, but God remains faithful. God's presence remains utterly dependable. And lastly, the psalm ends with a message of hope. In the ever-varying circumstances of David's long life, he had full proof of God's faithfulness and sufficiency. God had never failed him, even in his most desperate need. And so David was confident that in the days to come, the same loving kindness would continue. David knew in whom he believed. God was faithful and would not let him down. And therefore he joyfully exclaimed his hope, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And goodness surely means our daily bread, all that we require for health and strength and the enjoyment of life. And mercy, well, perhaps that speaks to us more about spiritual blessings, the things that God in his love gives us, his compassion, his forgiving love, his help in times of need, all in short that it delights God to give to us. And you know, I like those final words, shall follow me. Shall follow me. What a wonderful thought that they convey. A God who will pursue me with all the love of a father. He follows patiently. But he's not always content to follow, is he? He sometimes goes on ahead or walks at our side. No, in spiritual, as in earthly things, the Christian finds that his cup runneth over. So generous are the blessings of God, and so rich is his grace in Christ Jesus. There's only one condition to receiving our Heavenly Father's blessings. Jesus, the Good Shepherd, says, the sheep must hear my voice. In other words, we must turn to him, hear his words, and obey his commands. And we must try to follow him, to be like him. And then we will find in him, in Jesus, the presence and the goodness of our Heavenly Father. And the psalmist's hope extended beyond this life. Goodness and mercy and love. Verse 6, isn't it? You prepare a banquet for me where all my enemies can see me. You welcome me as an honoured guest. Fill my cup to the brim. I know that your goodness and love will be with me all my life, and your house will be my home forever. Jesus, the Good Shepherd, confirmed this hope of being with God forever. By his resurrection, Jesus assured us of the reality of life beyond. It was the risen Christ that gave Paul hope that he would dwell with the Lord forever. And like the psalmist, Paul believed that he would move from a lesser to a greater realm. And that is why he wrote in another part of Philippians, "For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. And I want very much to leave this life and be with Christ, which is a far better thing." Now he too, Paul, would dwell in the house of the Lord. And goodness and mercy and love are ours today. And we shall also dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And remember this though, God never said that the journey would be easy. But he did say that the arrival would be wonderful. So let us also trust him, because he'll be with us and he will get us home. Soon the trials of the journey will be forgotten in the joys of that feast that is being prepared for us. And he will be with us. Trust in God. He is with us, will remain with us today and forever.